detective came and knocked on the door. And I said, "Is it Renee?" And he just gave me that solemn look. It was the worst day ever.
The Proof Podcast is back with a new case and a new season. 23 years ago, 18-year-old Renee Ramos went missing. Her body was later found in an empty Home Depot building on the edge of town.
I don't think that they arrested the right people. It's about time somebody's trying to do something.
She had a black eye about 2 weeks before she was murdered.
They are involved. They definitely had her body and her backpack.
You know people are going to judge you, right?
Of course. They're judging me now. They've been judging me damn near my whole life.
You can listen now to Season 2 of Proof, wherever you get your podcasts, and follow along with us as we reinvestigate the murder at the warehouse.
I have to ask, did you kill Renee?
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
Hello, it is I, French Trump. So good to see so many of you here today. Let us begin the French Trump presidential press conference.
Mr. President, over here.
I'm sorry, I drifted off. Yes, you.
Gary Gander, New York AP, sir. Did you ask the Health and Human Services Department to slow down COVID-19 testing?
We are so far ahead of other countries with our testing. Luxembourg even plans on only testing 600,000 of their people, so I think...
Sir, that's the whole population of Luxembourg, 600,000 people. They are testing their entire population. Did you ask HHS to slow the testing here in the United States?
I might have... Look, Gary, is it... The more you test, the more cases you're going to find. We've done a fabulous job. No other country in the world. You take Puerto Rico. Take Puerto Rico, for example.
Puerto Rico is a United States territory, sir.
What does that mean, Gary? Does that mean I'm supposed to piss around it? Next question.
Mr. President, right here, you. I'm pointing at you.
Yes. Carla LaModa with Arrivederci. Why, sir, have you suspended foreign work visas? Employers will no longer be able to supplement their workforces as they have for years with summer workers from out of the country or specialized tech people or even au pairs.
They do not need a pair. Maybe if they had only taken one, I would still let them have the program, but they had to get greedy. Next question. Mr. President, right here.
Yes, Mr. President, sir. The federal government is cutting funding for 13 COVID-19 testing sites in 5 states, most of them serving low-income communities. Isn't that slowing testing down?
Gary, you need to slow down. I did not call on you. I was about to grab the push. Call on this lovely reporter right here. Where is Bill Barr? Where is my Roy Cohn? Bill Barr, can we tear gas Gary? Next question.
Mr. President.
This woman right here. This woman. This This girl right here.
Yes, Hazel Holland from the Lincoln Journal Star. Mr. President, in response to your accusation that former President Obama committed treason, Senator Lindsey Graham said, quote, "I don't know what he's talking about. I don't have any evidence to believe he committed treason," unquote. What do you have to say to that?
That is fine with moi. I let him say that. Sometimes I tell him he can say he disagrees with moi. Then he can tell the swing voters I stand up to Trump just before he licks my balls. Metaphorically speaking. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, yes. Emmett Manning, New York Newsday. Mr. President, two members of your Secret Service detail tested positive after your Tulsa rally, requiring dozens of the Secret Service to be ordered to self-quarantine in the aftermath. Do you regret pushing forward with a rally that put so many at risk?
I don't regret it at all. I feel fine. That is exactly what is supposed to happen, Emmett. Everyone says French Trump is destroying our system. No, the system is working. The Secret Service is supposed to throw themselves in front of moi when a bullet is coming towards moi, or a knife, or a poison dart, or a raging elephant, or if a COVID-19 respiratory droplet is coming towards moi. The system is working. The Secret Service members took the job. It can't be all running up bar bills at the Trump Hotel and feasting their eyes on Ivanka. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President.
Carla LaMotta with Arrivederci again. You keep saying that it's testing that is causing the increases in the number of COVID-19 cases. However, the number of deaths and hospitalizations is on the rise, faculty as well. Have we opened up too quickly, ignoring the recommendations of the task force and bringing our hospitals to the brink of overwhelm?
No, we did not. I've done a wonderful job, but the fake news does not report that. We were on the brink of being overwhelmed by meat-craving carnivores with no haircuts. I saved us. I made America great again. Besides, many of those dead people are faking it. I saw some of them moving. It is dead people fraud. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you. Emmett Manning again. Mr. President, 65 faculty members from George Washington University Law School, Attorney General Barr's alma mater, says he failed to fulfill his oath.
He did not take an oath. He is an oath, but he is a lovable oath. The way he drives his car with his feet. I love that.
No, sir. Not oath. 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 O-A-T-H. Oath.
Oh. Oh, well, he fulfilled his oath to moi. I couldn't be happier with him. He says that I cannot be prosecuted, and he got some sweet deals for Roger Stone and Michael Flynn. I might take the Presidential Medal of Freedom away from that weakling Rush Limbaugh and give it to Bill Barr. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President.
Tony Roma, ABC News. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Thank you very much. That's right, Tony. That is the right way to address moi. Did you all hear how Tony begins? Go ahead, Tony. Go ahead. I love Tony Roma. Go ahead.
You said you were going to hire the best people, but you change your mind and fire so many of them, like Jeff Sessions, Michael Cohen, General Jim Mattis, General John Kelly, and now John Bolton. You say they are stupid, lazy, and incompetent. Do you think you might not be very good at the job of hiring people?
I think you are not very good at your job, Tony Roma. My Tony Roma's pizza was cold last night and it had too much garlic, so Melania would not come anywhere near moi. I said to her, why will you not come anywhere near moi, Melania? Is it the garlic? And she said, wait, Donald, it is the garlic. Next question.
Mr. President, right here. Gary Gander, New York, AP. Mr. President, did you tell HHS to slow down the testing of COVID-19?
What the fuck is this guy still doing here? Bill Barr, you off? Do we not have any lamb bells in the basement for this enemy of the people? This press conference is over. No more questions. I'm going to inspect my bunker until this guy is dissolved.
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.
A podcast network.